Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Derek Jensen and Kelly Trollen from Active Reentry, and we're going to be talking about Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for March, and that is Perky Travels. It's a pleasure to have both of you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Aiden.
It's always fun when this time of year rolls around, because Perky Travels, if I'm being honest, no bias towards other charities, but this is one of my favorite charities of the month, just because of the service you guys provide. So for people who just might not be familiar, can you explain quickly what Perky Travels is?
Yeah, Perky Travels is Active Reentry's radiation transportation service. We offer rides up for people who are doing radiation treatments up to Utah Valley, Revere, and Timpanogos hospitals. We go as needed, but usually it's 5 days a week. And we have four drivers plus a couple of spares. And yeah, it's fantastic. Good peace of mind, so you don't got to drive yourself and have other people help you.
Now, Derek, last time we had this conversation about Perky Travels, it was just you and I in the studio. But today we're joined by Kelly, a new addition to the team at Perky Travels. So, Kelly, can you just introduce yourself for a second to explain what you do in the organization?
So I am actually over the community integrations, and I just took over the Perky Travels. So I'm learning everything about it, and I'm really excited to be a part of the team.
Now, it's always exciting to step into a new role, especially when that new role is something so public-facing and something so beneficial. So in your time in this role, what have you kind of seen from Perky Travels that has really impressed you?
Dang, everything. I thought I knew what active reentry was when I took this job, and just how much more it is than I ever imagined. I am so blessed to be a part of this team. Perky Travels is amazing. Everything that it stands for, I love that we get to be a part of that for everybody, to help them get to where they need to go.
No, it's something that, you know, that battle against cancer can feel like one of the most isolating things in the world. It can feel like it's you against the world, but there are organizations in the community who are dedicated to helping you, making you feel like you're not alone, to lessen that burden. I feel like Perky Travels does that in spades.
I think with Perky Travels, like, sometimes we got more than one person riding at a time, and just that feeling of having someone else to share that experience with is amazing.
Now, let's run through the nitty-gritty for a second. With Perky Travels, if there is someone who is battling cancer and they do need transportation up for radiation, what hospitals do you guys travel to, and how can they get in touch with you?
So they just reach out to Active Reentry, and we get them signed up, and we go to Timpanogos, Utah Valley, and Riviere in Provo, and they just reach out to us, and we get them signed up, and they can start as needed.
Now, and like you guys mentioned earlier, this is something that you guys typically are running 5 days a week, but it's as needed. So it's something that it's really caters to what these patients are needing. I think that's another special part, is you guys are working on their schedule to get them the treatment they need when they need it. Now, let's look at community involvement for a second, because that's something that is very big at Active Reentry. It's kind of what you guys are known for, but this is one of the most forward-facing programs you guys have. So just in your experience working with it, what do you find most enjoyable about working with Perky Travels?
Oh, man. I think, for me anyways, it's getting to know the people. You know, a lot of people come between 3 and 6 weeks, sometimes 8 weeks. And you develop a relationship with these folks every single morning. They come in, you see how they're doing. You know, you can tell when they have bad days, you can tell when they have good days. And so being able to see those guys every morning and see them off, see them when they come back, to me has always been a great thing. And just being able to help them outside of Perky Travels if they need anything besides that.
I agree with Derek 100%. That is an amazing part of our day, getting to visit with them first thing in the morning when it's time to go. My favorite part is when they graduate. That is the best part. We get to celebrate that with every single one of them, and that is an amazing feeling, getting to cheer with them that they've made it through their program.
No, I can't think of a better way to celebrate and a better feeling in the world than watching someone you've developed that relationship with celebrate that win against cancer. That's got to be one of the greatest feelings in the world.
Yeah.
Now, let's say people want to get involved in Perky Travels and Active Reentry, not necessarily on the needing the services side, but they want to help give to the program. Is there any way the public can go about giving to Perky Travels?
Yeah, so we always take donations, you know, with gas prices and everything and maintenance. We're always looking for donations for help for those kind of things, just to help serve the community more. You're also, if someone want to come in and become a part-time driver, we do an on-call driver program. And so if we have somebody that isn't going to work a usual day, we could call you and see if you wanted to come up. It's a great opportunity.
You know, it's one of those service opportunities like you guys have talked about throughout this whole thing that it truly is life-changing, getting to know these people and getting to see them throughout their journey. It's a special relationship you guys develop with these patients. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners off with?
No, just give us a call if you need help. Any of us can help. Doesn't have to be myself or Kelly. We're all standing by waiting for you to call. And please call us if you do need the help.
You know, it's one of those services where it's always there. If you need it, you want to take full advantage of it. Derek, Kelly, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, our guests, Derek Jensen and Kelly Trollen. We're talking about Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month, Perky Travels. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.